Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Well, good evening, Australia.
My love, good evening.
Good evening, my love.
Well,
how exciting is it this week?
I know, we've got the fabulous singer Nina Farrow
coming up. Soul singer extraordinaire, the gorgeous Nina Farrow coming up on tonight's show.
Can you believe it?
Now, for people that haven't listened before, what are we?
Well, we're a late night chat show.
Yes.
And we introduce usually a member of the GLBTI community to come in and tell their song, their story through song and chat. But we occasionally get some famous people in, and we've got a very famous singer tonight.
We've got Nina Farrow. She's going to come in and she's going to play. She has just released a new album called Into the Light, which is super exciting, which she'll be talking about later on.
And we'll be playing some songs from her album as well.
But she's also going to choose some tracks by some of her favourite artists, which will be great. So it'll be a blend of Nina's favourite artists and also a blend of Nina's tracks. So, and we get to obviously talk about her new album.
I know, very exciting times. Now, my love, to honour Nina's presence at the Joy Studios,
yes,
you've chosen a fantastic track to start the night.
Look, anyone that tunes in regularly to Chatterbox will know one of my favourite singers is the gorgeous Empress of Soul, Miss Gladys Knight, who can sing from the back of her womb, quite frankly. And I've chosen one of my favourite songs, which is I Feel a Song in My Heart. So to kick the show off tonight, I've got the gorgeous Gladys singing I Feel a Song. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
I Feel a Song in My Heart Again with Gladys Knight and the Pips. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andy on Joy 94.9. Now, Andy.
Yes.
Who have we got tonight?
Oh, my God. So excited. So excited. We have got not just somebody, because as you know, people come on and they choose songs, but we've actually got somebody that can sing their own songs tonight.
I know.
Which is soul singer extraordinaire.
Yes.
The gorgeous Nina Farrow. Welcome to Chatterbox, Nina.
Oh, hi, everyone. Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Thanks for coming in, darling.
I mean, you know, the energy is just, I can taste it. It's amazing.
That's the curry.
So excited.
That's the curry, yeah.
Now, darling, you're back in Australia to, well, firstly, you've got your new CD out,
yes,
which is called Into the Light.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also back doing some gigs at the moment.
I am.
So how long are you back for?
Well, I'm back for another 4 weeks. I've been here quite a while. See, I'm living in London, but we'll get to that in a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's cold. It's cold. Oh, yeah. And I don't like it.
No.
So I got on a plane and came back for a couple of months.
To somewhere where they've got daylight for more than 3 hours a day.
Thank you. Thank you. Exactly. Yes. Yes. My doctor keeps telling me, take more vitamin C, Nina. You know, but no. And vitamin D. I'm like, no vitamin D. It's really quite distressing. But anyway, here I am. Here I am.
I know. And to come back to such a wonderful summer that we're having in Melbourne. We're all hanging out for summer.
I know. It is disappointing, but it's hard. I can't complain because all of my friends in London are literally freezing to death. And it's like 23 and I'm complaining that it's not warm enough. And no, I can't do that. I feel really bad.
Put the central heating on in October and turn it off in April.
That's right. Basically, that's what happens. Although last night I did have to put my little Wheatie bag in bed with me to keep my feet warm. And I just went, where am I?
Can I say, it's quite strange. We were driving home last night from somewhere and normally Australia, obviously it's the Australian Open on at the moment.
Yeah.
Normally Serena Williams is cracking the shits because it's like 74 degrees on centre court.
Yeah.
Well, A, she's not in it anymore. She's got knocked out.
I think she's got knocked out,
but
my love.
B, it's like 21 degrees and people are sitting there with cardigans on and it's really
weird. I swear I saw a woman with a fur coat in the crowd the other day.
Oh dear.
That was Serena's mother. She never takes it off.
Oh, I tell you what, she can wear a weave, that woman. My goodness.
So, Nina, are you doing a bit of a national tour while you're over, or are you sort of staying in within Melbourne?
No, I've already done some shows. I went up to Sydney and actually down to Sorrento. I've kept it quite small this time round. Yeah. And now I'm just concentrating on these next two Melbourne shows that are coming up. It's really exciting. This is my home, so I like to come home and see my peeps, you know, sing for my crowd.
And, Nina, you've also got some fabulous giveaways tonight, don't you?
Yes, tonight is competition central. Oh. So get your thumbs warmed up, people, because, we're going to be throwing out a little competition and you could win a double pass to my Saturday night gig. We'll give you more info soon.
Yes.
There'll be a double pass for the Sunday gig and I'm also going to give away a copy of the album. So, five people get a chance to win something tonight.
Wow. What do you want people to do?
Well, what I'd like them to do is, most people have got Twitter or Facebook. So what I'd like them to do is if they've got Twitter, if they could follow me, so it's at Nina Ferro, and then if you could follow Joy FM, so it's at Joy949, and then just tweet about our show and I'll pick a winner from there, or go to my Facebook page, which is Nina Ferro Music, click like. You can post something if you like, but through the night we'll be gathering all the information and we'll give out those prizes later on in the evening.
So there's two double passes to see Nina live, which I watched Nina on YouTube last night singing an Aretha song, and it took me to church, quite frankly.
It did.
Thank you, darling.
It did.
It moved me. So we've got two double passes to see Nina.
Sorry about that. Was it messy?
It was fabulous. And we've also got Nina's CD, which is Into the Light, which we'll be talking about a little bit later on in the show.
Sure. Yes, you've always been a bit of a wanton hussy for a woman who can sing, though, my love.
Do you know what? It's really interesting because we put our playlist together for Chatterbox in case a guest didn't show up one night.
Right.
And all of mine were women. All of Brett's are women.
Yep.
Well, what can I say? You guys know good music when you hear it.
It's quite funny because it's our iTunes playlist and it's pretty well known. It's got all women.
Yeah.
I know.
Stevie.
Yeah, yeah.
And can I just say,
and
not
a bit
just,
of George Michael.
And not just all women, other than Barbara.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mainly all black women.
Yeah, I understand that draw. Yeah. I do. I really do. I get it. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy and our very special guest, Nina Ferro, only on Joy 94.9.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the new Joy website and click on podcast to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our very, very special guest, the gorgeous Nina Ferro on Joy 94.9.
I know, my love. Now, with Chatterbox, we get a member, generally of the community, sometimes a special singer like Nina, to come in and tell their story, a little bit like Desert Island Discs in the UK.
Is that still going in the UK?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And our guest tells their life through song and chat. And Nina, we got in contact with the fabulous singer Carmen Hendricks.
Yes.
And because she said, I've got a friend from the UK, and I didn't know that you're originally a Melbourne girl.
I am originally a Melbourne girl, and beautiful Carmen Hendricks. I mean, I've known Carmen for, without giving away our age, a very long time. it's getting close to the 20-year mark almost.
So, you met in kinder.
We were tiny. We were we were basically in the same bassinet together.
You were ultrasounds.
We were ultrasounds together. That's right. Yeah. And I love her. And, you know, her new album is so incredibly beautiful. And I left Australia about 10 years ago, but yeah. I was born, bred, raised. I'm a Melbourne girl through and through.
So whereabouts in Melbourne were you born, bred and raised?
Right. Well, we start our journey in a little house. I don't even know what number it is. But at Prince's Street in Carlton, that was my first house. So I think I was two or something when we left there. And then we bought a place in Avondale Heights, which back then it was basically country. There were cows, you know, that was the end of the 57 tram line or whatever it was, the 59 tram line. And then you had to walk for a mile, you know. So that's when my brother was born 3 years after that. And I grew up there. And then we moved around a bit, but I'm a Melbourne girl.
Yeah.
Born and bred through and through. You know?
Yeah.
To Italian parents.
I was going to say Nina Ferro.
Yeah.
So Ferro. What's your heritage?
It is Italian. Both my parents are Italian. They were both born in the Veneto region. My dad was from Padova. Oh, mum was from Belluno. So all northern, you know. And they came out in the 50s and they met and married here. But, you know, so growing up was amazing. And I say this to a lot of people because I think what Australia has that is unique to Australia is that kind of immigration that happened.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
I'm actually first generation Australian, which is, you know, when you talk to other people, I think that's quite incredible. And the sort of immigration that occurred, it's unlike any other.
Yeah,
and
I'd agree.
You know, I don't know if there's too many people out there, but one of my ideas in my life that I will accomplish at some point is actually writing about the two stories, my two families and their journey over and how it was for them when they came here, because it's unlike a lot of other stories and they're quite amazing.
Yeah.
You know, so I grew up completely Australian and completely Italian. In the same place. It was just, it's amazing. I had a great childhood, actually. I really loved it.
It's funny you should say that because my grandparents came out after the First World War from Croatia. It was then Yugoslavia.
Yeah.
And I never knew this for many years, that my grandfather and my great-grandfather came out in the 20s and my grandmother and my great-grandmother and my great-aunt didn't join them until the 30s, almost 10 years later.
Wow.
And I just think, wow, what people actually went through, and even after the war, of isolation, but separation from family to a country which was sort of the outpost of the British Empire. And it wasn't really to the 60s where sort of Australia really started its multicultural journey, so to speak.
Absolutely.
And thank God it did.
You know, it was really
no
hard.
No offence, love.
No. Because honestly, I mean, really.
Love the UK. You know that I'm an Anglophile, but.
No, but I mean, I've lived here now. And it's quite funny because I've lived here for longer than I haven't.
Yes. Okay. Mm. Well, there you go.
Even though the accent and everything else about me says that I'm.
Originally from somewhere else.
I just don't feel that way. I feel Australian. I think a lot of it's to do with the fact that Australia is still a relatively young country.
Yes.
And its identity is still being formed.
Yeah,
so absolutely. It's still finding itself.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
but
it
in
is.
The best
it
possible
is.
Way.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And I love how multicultural Australia is, and it's always been that way.
Yeah.
And it's also what I love about London, because they are very similar places.
Yeah.
You know, growing up in Australia, but then moving to London and having been there the last 10 years, it's such a melting pot. But I love the difference in the way that the energy of it all. Melbourne's fantastic. Gosh, there's so much going on here, and but the pace is just that little bit slower, and then you head to London and it picks up big time.
Yeah.
But still so much diversity, and I really, really love that. I think that's fantastic.
So, Nina,
yes.
Your first track tonight.
Oh, yes.
Pretty much the Queen of Soul, would it not be, with Aretha Franklin?
Absolutely. And I know it might sound a bit cliched as a singer and everything, but honestly, there's a reason for this.
Yeah.
My mum and dad, when I was growing up, they love music.
Yeah.
They're quite musical. They didn't do anything with it professionally.
Yeah.
My brother and I did, but... I had my education through my parents' record player.
Yeah.
And they played everything. I mean, I was practically bottle fed on Elvis Presley.
Oh,
but,
wow.
You know, But this song and this woman, I will never forget it. And my mum tells me this as well. The first time she ever put on this record and played this one particular song, she said, I just went flying through the lounge room and literally stuck my head in the speaker.
Something organic happened.
Something happened to me. And wow. I know this is way before I even knew of my own ability to sing. So she put on Aretha Franklin and she put on Spanish Harlem.
Yeah.
And I just, still to this day, when I hear that song,
it does something to
you. It does something to me. Yeah. So I thought, well, Desert Island Discs, you know, who am I? This is where it started.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And here it is now.
I'm going to dance. So just, you know, just warning you all.
That works really well on radio, Nina.
That's amazing dancer. Yeah.
Woohoo! The fantastic Aretha Franklin with Spanish Harlem. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Listen to Shadowbox on Joy 94.9 with Brett and Andy and our gorgeous special guest, the wonderful Nina Farrow. And that was Nina's first track, which was the Queen of Soul, undisputedly, the wonderful Aretha Franklin, singing Spanish Harlem. And that was your first track of the night.
Yes, what a way to start, I think. Well, I mean, you know, there is no better than Gladys Knight as well. I mean, I think the two of them together, like you say, they sing from the womb.
Absolutely. Just hold hands and take us to church.
Hold hands, girl.
That's great.
We've got a bit of a giveaway tonight, haven't we?
Oh my God, we've got a great one.
I just love it. It's so exciting when I get to give stuff away.
Now, Nina, you are giving away, firstly, two passes to your Saturday night show and also your Sunday show.
Yep, a double pass to the Saturday and a double pass to the Sunday. Excuse me. And also a free CD. So we've got, you know, a little bit of stuff to give away.
Fantastic. But what do we need people to do?
Right. Well, they need to get their thumbs ready. They need to go to Twitter and follow me, which is at Nina Farrow, and then follow Joy, I think it's Joy 949. And they need to tweet about the show and, you know, say whatever you want to say, basically, as long as it's nice. Otherwise, I'll get very upset. And or if they're not on Twitter and they are on Facebook, to go to my Facebook music page, which is Nina Farrow Music, and click like.
Before we went to your first track, which is Aretha singing Spanish Harlem, we talked about the fact that your mum and dad played a lot of music in the house, and your first connection with music was through their good old record player.
Absolutely.
But when did music become, or go from being something that was around you to, I suppose, something bigger, a career, a passion, your life, basically? Yeah.
It happened quite early on and with force, actually. I just, not in terms that I was forced into it, but it just, it was so strong that there was no question that that was going to happen. And I was quite young. I mean, I started singing and doing like small roles in productions at school and choirs. So by the time I was about 14 and 15, I was already out there performing live.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was doing little wedding things, but I was also a backing singer for a friend of my father's who heard me sing in the lounge room. I was always singing harmony stuff, a lot of harmony stuff. And I think she heard me singing, you know, it might have been video hits or something on the TV when I was younger. And she heard me singing. And then she said to my dad, you know, would Nina be interested in this? And he said, well, ask her.
Yeah.
And so she did. And I just went, yeah, that sounds like great fun. So basically that was my first, her name was Rita. And I owe her a lot because she taught me so much about the industry as well. And just how to do it, how to do it. And, and how to perform too, not just be in the background and do that, but she really showed me the way. And it just grew from there. I started sort of working in jazz clubs as well, it's sort of what I was doing was mainly pop music. I started in the pop industry and then moved into jazz and studied jazz and then went to America. And the soul thing was always there, particularly because of my parents and the kind of music that I grew up on. I mean, there was George Benson, Aretha, Stevie, and a lot of that 1950s and 60s doo-wop stuff, all that Motown, the whole Motown Atlantic, you know, records, all of that era. And, you know, these incredibly great singers.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you not learn from incredibly great singers? You just can't, that's not possible not to do. Yeah. Does that make any sense?
No, well, it does
to us.
Too many triple negatives. You know what I mean.
Look, I mean, I remember, you know, you talk about musical influences. I remember, and I was probably a little bit later to the party, but I remember the first time I heard, firstly, Gladys Knight, and it was my mother bought Gladys Knight's Greatest Hits.
Okay.
And through the record player. Yeah. I would have been 12 or 13, and it was just like something clicked inside me. There was something about her voice. I probably didn't really understand what she was singing about. I was 12 years old, 11 years old.
Yeah.
There was something about her voice and the way she delivered a lyric that just went boof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's certain artists in your life that just have this ability to, I think, knock the wind out of you. Who are you? We talked about Aretha, obviously, but who are your biggest musical influences?
Well, they do vary, because the other thing that was prevalent in my house was opera.
My dad's mum,
so my paternal grandmother, who I never met, unfortunately, but she was a mezzo-soprano. And my mum has a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
She sings in tune. She sings all the time. My brother sings. So in the house, we were always singing in three-part harmonies. That's just what we have. And mum would start in the kitchen and I'd end up somewhere. And Matthew, my brother, would sing as well. And so opera was a big thing. And Luciano Pavarotti, for me, was a massive influence. He's probably, in my opinion, for opera singing and just as a technical singer, he, to me, hands down, is the best. I don't think there's been more of a master than him. And then, of course, there was Aretha, and Stevie was a huge influence. I'm trying to think.
What was it about Stevie? Because I think we were talking earlier before we came on air, and we said Brett and I have got a huge music collection.
Yeah.
The vast majority of women, and an awful lot of that is black women, but one of the men that is in it is, well, George Benson, you mentioned earlier, but Stevie Wonder, we've got a big Stevie Wonder collection. What is it for you about Stevie Wonder that just...
It's the marriage of his... He is so visual with his lyrics as well. And they for a blind man, they paint the most amazing picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just... It's just the way he does that. And then these melodies that sit on top. As a singer... It's about a beautiful lyric and a great melody. Yeah. If you've got that incredible melody, and he's got the sort of voice that lends itself to female singers as well, because it's such a huge range.
Absolutely.
And then for me also, there's things like people like Prince. I was a huge Prince fan. And growing up more in the 80s and 90s, those singers, I mean, even Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You can't go past them. But when you...
You can't talk about her in front of Brett. She's one of my top three.
All right. Do I need to get in between you?
No. Just because I think she should be called Shit Me Houston.
Oh, no.
No, I just... Darling. Do you know what it is, Nina?
What is it, darling?
When someone is popular...
Okay.
They play the bejesus, and I think for her, she did have a bloody amazing voice.
She had a once-in-a-lifetime
voice.
But
near the last 5-10 years, she oversung, it killed it for me.
That was just about, she lost ability, and she just overcompensated with tricks.
Yes, exactly.
That's all that was. Yeah.
But it's such a shame because she had some, when she first started in the early 80s, it was unbelievable. Her voice was so pure.
If you watch early Whitney sing gospel, which is where she came from, there's something in her that there's that whole take me to church thing. Her voice goes somewhere where she didn't plan it to go. Mm. And it's a little bit, I've seen Aretha do it, I've seen Gladys do it. It goes off in a place where they didn't necessarily plan it to go. It just goes.
Yeah.
And their voice takes them.
Look, then another big influence for me was Michael Jackson as well.
Yeah.
I just adored Michael Jackson. I still adore Michael Jackson. And, you know, when I'm not exactly sure what to listen to, there are a few people that I will always fall back to, and it's Stevie, Aretha, and Michael, and all those kinds of people. I mean, asking an artist who their favourites are, you go for these guys. There's a lot of people that are in the background that aren't so well known, and particularly now, sort of late, sort of more, what am I trying to say? more modern. I don't want to say modern, but just of late, over the last few years, the singers and people that have come through that have really influenced me now, because they influenced me then, and they're part of my DNA, and I can't get rid of them no matter what I do, and why would you want to?
Absolutely, you know? Absolutely. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy and our very special guest star, Nina Farrow, only on Joy 94.9.
Bring joy to the world. Listen to us everywhere. Download the Joy smartphone app now at joy.org.au.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andy and our gorgeous guest, the wonderful Nina Farrow on Joy 94.9.
Yes, and hey, if this is your first time tuning into Chatterbox, Chatterbox is Joy's own gay desert island disc, so to speak.
And you got desert island discs out this week.
I know. Oh, my God, Nina. The drama I've had with that.
We've had a few vocal fumbles.
No.
But our guest du jour is Nina Farrow, originally from Melbourne. She now lives and works in the UK as a fabulous singer, and we've got a bit of a giveaway tonight, haven't we,
Mila? We really do. We have got a double pass to Nina's Saturday night show and also Sunday afternoon show.
Correct. We should really give them the dates, because the poor things are probably still wondering what the hell's going on.
When are the dates, Nina?
They are. That was so smooth. Right. Saturday the 7th of February, the doors open at 8 p.m. Show starts at 9.
Yes.
Sunday the 8th of February, the doors open at 3, and I think the show starts at 3:30.
Yep.
So we're giving away double passes to both those shows.
Fantastic.
And that's at Bennett's Lane, which is not far from here, around the corner from
you
guys.
I know. And it's one of the few, well, I wouldn't say a few, because there's still quite a few live venues, live music venues in Melbourne.
Nature,
but we are, like other cities around the world, being threatened with closure, and it's such a shame.
Yeah, unfortunately, Bennett's Lane has been around for a long time, and I started my jazz career really at Bennett's Lane.
Oh, really?
Well, before Bennett's Lane existed, the man who owns it, Michael Tortoni, is a bass player, and these gigs that I did with this lady that I was talking about, he used to play bass.
Oh, wow.
So I've known Tony since I was very young, and he said, I've bought a thing. I'm starting a jazz club.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. So that was a while ago, you know. And it's come time where it's over.
Yeah.
The party is finishing, and I think Bennett's is closing in the middle of the year. So the fact that I can actually come back and do a couple of shows before it shuts is really fantastic. Actually, I'm really quite touched about that. Quite emotional.
Fabulous. Nina, you've got a new album at the moment called Into the Light, and the first song that we're playing from the album is called Cry, Cry, Cry.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it is a little bit sad, but don't worry, we'll get happier.
Okay.
That,
okay, good.
Yes, don't panic.
I love a tearjerker.
Well, the album are all original. It's all original material that I co-wrote with people. This particular song... well, you know, we break up with people, don't we?
Yeah.
And we end up in relationships that teach us some stuff and that sometimes tricky to be in and tricky to get out of. And I think Cry, 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 I have a lot of people coming to me sort of saying, wow, you know, that really rings big ding-dongs for me, because you know, I really feel something when you sing it, in a good way, I hope.
Yeah.
So that's what it's about. I'm sure people will feel what they feel when
fantastic
they hear it.
And here it is now. It's by the fabulous Nina Farrow.
Thank you.
With Cry, Cry, Cry. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
If I could paint a picture of how love was supposed to be, it wouldn't be stained with tears or darkened by your memory. Well, it's all a mess that we can't turn around, so all the levee won't stop until it's broken. Always a drop too much, then a river overflowing. I wait for the silence to dull, to
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our very special guest, the gorgeous Nina Farrow on Joy 94.9. And that was Nina's second track for the night, which was her own track. It was self-penned, it was self-sung, and it was called Cry, Cry, Cry. And it was from your album, Into the Light.
Yes.
And it was a beautiful track. And Andy had made this comment. It was a little, there was a bit of a country undertone there, which was gorgeous. Yeah. Loved it.
I love a country break in... particularly females, I think I said it when the song was on, particularly female singers, when they've got that slight, the country break in their voice, that's just, particularly on a ballad, it just gets me every single time. And that was phenomenal.
Well, thank
you. So that was magical. But could you tell us a little bit about the Into the Light album and how it came to be? Because you were saying that every track on there was self-penned and it's a little bit autobiographical.
Yeah, all the songs are original and they're all co-written with some incredible musicians down in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I went to Nashville and...
Maybe that's where the country twang came
from. Yes. I mean, it's always been there, but it never had a chance to escape.
Yep.
I kept it locked away. And my good friend Sam Hawksley, who's actually Australian but living down in Nashville, is a producer, called me up and said, "What are you doing? Come to Nashville." So I did. We went down there. We wrote, recorded the album in a month. And
oh my God!
Yeah,
so and recorded.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. So it was pretty hard going, but that's all that we were doing. That's what I was there for. Yep. And the end result is pretty amazing. Even if I do say so myself,
I really
love it.
By today's standards, that's super short.
That's super short. Yeah. I mean, we're talking just writing and recording. We did everything else once I left.
Yep.
You know, I think I did my last backing vocal take like an hour before going to the airport back to London.
Wow.
Yeah, and then you know, Sam produced it, and we just worked on it, you know, through the wonders of internet. So that's how that came about.
But, my God.
So it does have a bit of that country wash on it, but it's, you know, it's not a strict country album. It's definitely a soul album. It's got a bit of everything in it, a bit of jazz, bit of soul, bit of funk, bit of blues, bit of everything.
Yeah. Well, I must admit, that was even listening to you last night on YouTube, because there's so many great tracks or great clips on YouTube of you singing live, solo and with other artists.
Yeah.
And the variety, the first thing I stumbled across was you singing Aretha, Natural Woman, which was flawless because it's super hard track to pick.
Yes.
But nailed it.
Thank you.
For a white woman, it's just, you sang it like a black girl. You really did.
Well, I got taught by the best.
Yeah.
You know, did.
And that's funny because they're telling us, like, well, of course, you sing it from the heart as well. Absolutely.
But I think that was the amazing thing, is listening to other tracks that you sang last night. You bring something a little bit different to each one. And even listening to you tonight, as I said, there was a country break that I could hear in your voice that didn't hear when you were singing Aretha.
No.
But hearing you sing that track came in and it's fabulous.
Well, thank
and
you.
I can't wait to see you on either the 7th or the 8th when we actually do come along and see you.
Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy and our special guest, Nina Farrow, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox on Joy 94.9 with Brett and Andrew and our gorgeous guest tonight, Nina Farrow.
Now, my love.
Yes.
In between all this wonderful chat with Nina, we've got all these messages that just popped up.
We've had a tsunami come through. You've been a bit slow off the mark, can I say, Chatterbox listeners tonight. It's 10:43.
Very quiet tonight, guys.
And because we're giving away concert tickets as well as Nina's CD.
Absolutely. Yes.
My love, first message.
First message tonight says, "Hi, lovelies. Nina sounds like my type of girl. Growing up, Stevie Wonder and Michael Jackson were two of my influences. I come from a family of drummers." Oh, I don't know what type of drummers, like majorette band type drummers.
Well, that sounds fun.
AC/DC.
Marching band.
Absolutely. And I think my family were dismayed when I fell in love with Madonna. Enough said. Oh, well. Scotty, Kiss, P.S., love Amy Winehouse.
Oh, bless.
Thanks, Scotty.
Now, we've also had a random message saying, enjoying the show, boys, and Nina's beautiful voice.
That's not random. That's from the gorgeous Sally Howard.
Is that from Sally?
Yeah. Thank you, Sally.
And finally, my love.
We've got one from Adam in Balaclava, which says, love your beautiful voice, Nina. Your album is on repeat.
Oh.
Now, Nina, we've talked about your musical influences tonight, and one of them is the magical Stevie Wonder.
Yes.
And he's one of your song choices tonight. So why did you choose this Stevie track above all others?
This particular Stevie track, because this is the first long play album that I ever owned, and that was Hotter Than July.
Yeah, a fabulous, fabulous album.
And all the songs on there are great, but this one just killed me when I heard it. It was just the most incredible song, and the way he sings at the key change, everything about the way he sings is the way I want to sing.
Yeah.
You know, everything that he does is what you want to be doing.
Yeah.
And it never gets tired. I never get tired of hearing it, and I hope that other people don't get tired of hearing this song either.
I think this is the song from Stevie Wonder that I really figured, and again, I was relatively young, he sings around a melody but without over singing.
Exactly.
It's just flawless.
It is
so
flawless.
Without further ado, we've got Nina's third track for the night, which is Stevie Wonder, Lately. You're listening to Shadowbox on Joy 94.9.
Lately I have had the strangest feeling, with no vivid reason here to find. Yet the thought of losing you's been hanging round my mind. Far more frequently you're wearing perfume, with you say no special place to go. But when I ask, will you be coming back soon? You don't know, never know. While I'm a man of many wishes, hope my premonition misses. But what I really feel, my eyes won't let me hide, 'cause they always start to cry.
Listen to Shadowbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, the gorgeous Nina Ferro on Joy 94.9. And Nina, that was your third track tonight, which was Stevie Wonder, Lately.
Yes.
I've got a big lump in my throat because we were talking when that was on. I bought the Hotter in July album because of Master Blaster, but that was the song that, as a tortured teenager, just used to break my heart in my bedroom to it all the time. It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, my love, this is your favourite part of the show, where it's the out of the box, where we ask our guests rather personal and embarrassing questions about themselves.
I'm very nervous.
This is the hard-hitting part of the show, quite frankly, Nina. This is where we throw all the niceties out of the window and we just go straight for the jugular.
Oh, dear.
So, first question is, what's the most embarrassing thing you've ever worn? It could be in everyday life, it could be stage wear. It's
The most embarrassing thing I've ever worn.
That one you look back and you think you felt so good in it at the time, but good God, what was I thinking?
Yeah, it was this pink polka dot thing. Oh my God, it was awful.
It really starts well with pink polka dots.
Yes, exactly. It was pretty terrible. I'll say this: I was on stage with some dancing bears.
Okay. So, was it a dress or a
yes, it was a dress, but it was awful. It was horrific. I cried.
Dancing bears mean something else here at Joy.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. It's not a big furry man.
No, I would have preferred that, definitely. Yeah, no. So that's probably the worst outfit. You had to see it to really believe it.
My God.
Yeah.
Now,
next question,
what is that guilty pleasure movie? The one you know is just shameful. It gets no stars on any movie review list, but you love it regardless.
10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, my God.
I actually really like it.
Well,
was that McConaughey?
Ledger. Heath Ledger's in it.
Yeah.
And is it Julia Stiles? Yeah. I mean, there's something about that movie. It's not terrible, but it's really kind of, you know, you don't really admit to watching that movie. But, you know, there's really nothing. I just love it. I just think it's really funny and really cute. And, yeah, 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, now, my God, how funny.
Yeah.
Last question is, who's your first celebrity crush?
Prince. Yeah,
wow.
I was totally in love with Prince. I don't know. I don't know.
Do you know what?
I think he's the sexiest thing
5 on
the planet.
5 foot 2 sexiness of him.
You know, I'm too tall for him, apparently. He won't go out with me. Don't try. I've tried. Trust me. Every boyfriend I ever had, it was like, I really like you, but if Prince ever came to me and said, Nina, I must have you, then I would dump you. Like, I would drop you like a hot potato.
So now I want to know, how tall was Sheila E.?
Well, I met her and she's not, wow. she's shorter than I am.
Really?
Yeah, she is. I met her in Japan. I was working out there and we were doing the Blue Note and she was on before us and we got to meet her and she's tiny. She's tiny. Diamond and Pearl are tiny as well. The two.
Yeah.
Tiny. Because he's in like 4-inch heels.
Yeah.
Well, everyone around.
Because he's about 5'3", 5'4".
Yeah, and
he?
I'm 5'4". So, you know, if he's in a heel, it's okay.
Yeah.
I might still be in with a chance. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So there you go.
Do you know, and again, not unusual to see men here at Joy 94.9 in a heel.
Well, hey, yeah.
A kitten heel or a major heel, Mark.
Now, whichever
goodness.
One they want.
We've had another message come through.
Ooh, oh,
which
exciting.
Says, and it's a question for the gorgeous Nina tonight.
Okay.
And
yes.
It says, hi, a question for the lovely Nina. What is the first song that you will play on a melancholy day that inspires you? From Scotty.
Oh, wow. Ooh, gosh, Scotty, that's a great question. I will put on something from... It'll be a gospel thing.
Yeah.
So Sounds of Blackness or Mary Mary or Kirk Franklin. You know, I'll put on a Kirk Franklin album and literally dance around the room. Because I used to be in a group called Adoration on the Gospel Train.
Yeah.
Why have I heard them?
Because they've been around for, they were around for a long time.
Yeah.
There were several incarnations and I was in one of them. And that music, there is just no way you can feel like shit. You just feel awesome.
Can
you know?
I say, it's really fun, because Brett and I went to New York about 5-6 years ago, and I...
Yes.
Gospel, I couldn't necessarily name a gospel artist,
mm-hmm.
but I love gospel music, and it's one of those types of music, and I think, again, it's probably got a lot to do with my musical taste.
Uh-huh.
So, Nina, we were in Brooklyn.
Oh, yes.
Walking down the street.
Sunday morning.
Oh. Church.
Yeah,
and
great.
We could hear the most heavenly gospel choir, and I was about to open the doors to this beautiful old church, and Andrew stopped me. He said, we can't go in there. We can't go in there. And still to this day, you regret that, don't
really
you, my love?
I really do. I just, at the time, it was just like, you can't. They're in church. They're worshipping. We're going to walk in. It's going to be a sea of big church lady hats.
Uh-huh. And
there's
then
gonna
you
be
too.
Clapping, and then it's going to be old whitey at the back.
Whitey gaze up the back.
Yeah.
But you know what? We would have loved it. And next time we're in New York, my love, we're
going,
doing it.
We're crashing.
Go to the gospel festival in Chicago. We'll talk about that off air.
Fabulous. Yeah. Hey, you're listening to Brett and Andy and our special guest, Nina Farrow, only on Chatterbox on Joy 94.9.
Joy.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9, and we're just about to come to the end of the show with our gorgeous guest, soul singer extraordinaire, the wonderful Nina Farrow. But Nina, before we go, we've got firstly your final track, which we'll get to in just a second, but we've also got some fabulous prizes to give away.
We do, and so we have found them. We have found our winners.
We've got two double passes to give away to your shows next weekend, and we've also got a copy of your CD, Into the Light. So one of the double passes is going to...
Scotty?
Yep.
Wonderful. Now, Scotty, we're going to need you to send your email address in, and we will track you down and give you your double pass.
Yes.
The other double pass to your show is
Sally.
The gorgeous Sally Howard. Again, Sally Howard, send your email address in and we will organise to get your name on the door for Nina's show on the 7th of
The 7th or the 8th. 7th
or the
8th. I'll find out which day they can come.
And a big congratulations to Sean for winning the album as well. Hey, coming up next is Greg with Ad Lib to Fade. But finally, to play us out, Nina, you have been a fabulous guest.
Oh, thank you.
Let's just do a quick plug. If you want to know more about Nina, please go to ninafarrow.com or Facebook, Nina Farrow Music.
Thank you.
Now, the last song of the night is the first song of the album.
Yes, it is.
Yeah?
Yes, it is. And it's uplifting and it has a lot of influence. From all these people we've just been speaking about.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Nina, you've been a wonderful guest. Andy, Nina, any final words for tonight?
No, I would just like to say, look, go and see Nina. Go to ninafarrow.com. Find out where she's playing. You've been a wonderful guest. Thank you so much for coming
I really
on.
Enjoyed it. You two are great. Thank
you
for having me.
Wait to see you live.
And a shout out to my stepdad, Stuart. You're awesome.
You got
it.
Nice, Jewish.
Yay, I got it in. Yay.
And good night, Australia.
Joy.
I know how love can sting. I know the hurt it brings. And tears you cry when it's over. Put my defenses up. Hearts only take so much before they break and turn colder. One unexpected kiss made it beat like this. Somehow you made it through to get to my heart. You tore down the walls. One touch of your hand and I felt it fall. Slowly tumbling down, here lost in your arms. Love found a way to get to my heart.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.